Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Moose Breezy, how many parents have posted pictures of their kids online but covered up their face for privacy with some goofy-looking emoji? Some people...
The tongue out with the winking.
I personally have never seen really this taking place on my social media.
I see it all of the time. And I'm like, who am I following right now?
I don't know. People find it to be absolutely ridiculous. Kind of like our listener, Chelsea, who's on hold. If this is something you agree or disagree with, when it comes to this trend, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Chelsea, what's up? Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Okay, so I wanted to give my take on this because I know for some people it's like an unpopular opinion, but it needs to be said.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, I find it so completely strange, and I know I speak for a lot of people when I say this, but like stop covering your kids' faces on social media with weird emojis. It's the most annoying thing I have ever seen.
Yes, I've said this before for There I Said It. It's giving my child is going to be a celebrity one day, and I don't want them to have any digital footprint whatsoever to respect their pride. Like, your kid's not that important. And, like, also, I don't care
exactly.
To see it.
Right. So the parents that do it, a lot of them are doing it, obviously, for privacy reasons. But so many of them, I think, are so quick, too, to post, like, the first day of school. I don't remember any parents using these emoji faces to cover their kids' faces. I haven't really seen this trend.
What do you mean you haven't seen this
I haven't
trend?
Really seen people do this.
Oh my God, it's all over my feed. I'm like, am I following a Lego account? What is this? What is this? Oh God, it's horrid. Or like my favorite part is this. My kid's 5 and I've posted their face up until now. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they've had highlight reels of them, multiple videos, pictures, and they're 5. And I'm like, actually, I don't want to do this anymore. They just start covering up their kids' faces with emojis or better yet, taking pictures of the back of their head. I love that one, too.
Oh, that's a good one. Sure. Why does it bother you so much, though, Chelsea?
Well, because the only thing these parents are doing is ruining their kids' pictures. And like, okay, someone explain to me what the fear of having your kids' pictures online is. Like, I've been posting my kids online since they were little, and there's never been an issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do these parents think that, I don't know, some pedophile is going to be browsing a modest pics of, like, a kid's birthday party and saying, like, oh, that one. Yeah, I have to have that one.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's the case, but I guess anything's possible. I don't know.
People, if that's the way people are thinking, then you might as well not take your kids in public anywhere or have them wear a mask or something.
True. It's very triggering for you.
It just feels like the internet induced this, like, hysteria. And to me, that's all that is.
So you honestly are not a fan of the emojis over the kids' faces?
No, just don't even take their picture. Don't even post it if you're going to put emojis.
I want to know how many people agree with Chelsea. 585-252-9800. Are you with this trend? Is it something that you actually do? Call us now and let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, that's my rant. I mean, to the parents who do this, it's odd.
Okay, there you have it.
And I just don't disagree with you.
Yeah, Chelsea, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye. She's pissed.
This person says, creeps will be able to see the kids due to being able to remove that sticker from covering their faces. So they can. Unfortunately, people can remove. Oh, yeah. A lot of people are saying
how?
This. They can remove stickers with Photoshop. Interesting.
Really? That I did not know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if somebody wants to do it, they're going to do it.
Let's get to a few of your calls. Logan, you're live. Go ahead.
I feel like people who are putting pictures over their kids' faces on the internet need to go through their friends list. If they are posting their kids' pictures on their friends list and they need to feel the need to put an emoji over their kid's face, they need to clear out their friends list because obviously they have strangers on there that they don't want their kids.
Logan, that is such a good point. Like, if you have your social media locked up and, you know, it's private and you have all the precautions, why do you feel the need to do this? It's because they don't want to be private. They want to have their cake and eat it too. And it's just like, I don't know. Listen, again, this person saying it's not your kid, it's not your life. Totally understandable. But it is just like, I don't want to follow you.
Well, then you have to ask, do you really think that covering just their faces is helping anything? If you're covering up kids' faces because you don't want people to creep on them, I'm sorry, but those creepers aren't creeping on kids' faces. They're creeping the whole entire child. You might as well emoji your entire child out of the picture.
You got a point, too.
So true.
It's not their faces they're looking at.
That is so true.
Thanks so much, Logan. Appreciate you calling in. Andrew says, I agree with the mom that called in. She might sound passive-aggressive, but she's not wrong. And then let's go over to Cynthia. I will post my kids online, and yes, I will always use an emoji or blur their faces out. If you think there aren't creepy people on the internet browsing other people's social media doing God knows what with these kids' photos, then you're all delusional. I guess so. Tina says, if you're so worried about your kids' privacy, then you wouldn't be posting 100 photos of them on their first day of school and pictures of them in front of their house or getting on the bus. Some parents just
that
want
so true.
Attention. Yeah, I mean, you have the house numbers, too, in the photos, right in the background.
I don't know. I feel like if you're going to take a picture of something, it's honestly offensive to the photo. Like, for somebody who is maybe like a photographer or just appreciates a good piece of art, aka a photograph, you putting stickers all over it, it dilutes the entire picture. Like,
well,
you have to put a sticker over the address, then you have to put a sticker over the face, then you have to put a sticker over the feet because no free feet pics. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't want the free feet pics.
So,
I think a lot of us understand the risks
that
we take.
What's the point of posting a
photo? That are associated with being on the internet. It's a scary place. But if that to you is, if that's privacy for you, then so be it. I don't know who this person is, but they said, why is this a big deal? I do not want my kids posted all over social media. Why wouldn't you cover their face? Breezy, you will understand when you have a kid.
Okay. This is so classic. Such a classic. You'll understand when you have a kid. It's such a crutch. Get a new line. Because you know what? I'm sitting here from an outsider perspective without a kid to tell you it's not right. Because you can't see with your rose-colored glasses. That's all I'm saying. You're too far into it. So don't come at me and say when I have a kid. I can't wait for the day I pop out a kid. So I can actually never hear that line ever again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Sunday morning.
I'm done.
Cha.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action!
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out a film that's very close to my heart, thanks to our boss, Mike Danger, Swingers, starring Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau, about a man struggling to get over his last relationship. Relatable? I think so. Before we get into Breezy's review, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen.
What do you want to get out of here for? Look around. Look at all the honey babies. One of those honey babies is bringing a cocktail to us right now.
You're nuts. Are you nuts? She's not coming back.
Yes, she is. She's coming back. Come on, baby. She wants to party.
I'm just tired. I just want to go home. We should just go.
Stop. Now, you listen to me. This is what we came for, okay? The beautiful honey babies. We met one, and she wants to party. That's why we're here. She likes you.
No, she likes you.
Whatever. Daddy's going to get her to bring her friend, and I don't care if I end up with her or one of her beautiful baby friends, okay?
I miss Nikki. She won't call me back. I can't do this. I'm not ready. Oh, God! I can't do this anymore. I'm a loser! Do you hear me? I'm a loser!
Cut. Okay, that was a lot. Breezy running out of the casino. Now, if you haven't seen the film, Rotten Tomatoes scored this bad boy 87% because that's what the honey babies wanted. A transplanted New Yorker attempting to get acclimated to Los Angeles is struggling to boost, you know, his comedy career and get over his last relationship. A self-proclaimed master of seduction, Mike's buddy, Vince Vaughn, tries to show him how to make connections and get the attention of women. Slowly moving toward regaining his confidence, Mike meets this gorgeous, down-to-earth honey baby, Lorraine, sparking a brand new romance. Breezy, did this movie hold up?
I would say yes, just because I feel like this is what happens when your friend breaks up with someone. You try to do everything you can to get them out of the house and get them to forget about said person.
Yes.
But it was a little throwbacky, I will say, but the message still stood.
I mean, we are talking 1996. Granted, you were two.
Also, okay, continue. Go on. I'll save this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to get to like the biggest throwback moment because Vince Vaughn in this movie was very skinny.
Well, he was very, I mean, we're talking about him in his 20s, early 20s.
He was tiny.
Yeah.
And same with, what's his name? Jon Favreau?
Favreau. Who's a great director now. I mean, he's directed a lot of the Marvel movies and Iron Man and all that, but he's still.
I've seen him in a ton of stuff.
Yeah, he was in, him and both Vince Vaughn were in Rudy together.
And The Breakup.
Yeah. They're great. And I think this movie, too, holds close to my heart. Like I mentioned yesterday on the show, is our boss, Danger, when I was going through a really tough breakup in my early 20s, he sat me down and forced me to watch this film start to finish. And
did it make you feel better?
Yeah, I put it on pause and went to go call my girlfriend. So I failed miserably because I should. That's the one thing he tried to keep me from doing. Now, one of the things I love about this film, too, is when I was living in L.A., the majority of the places they shot this film, I was a regular at. Like the Dresden at the bar, that's where we spent all our happy hours. That's where we spent all our hangouts. So I have so many memories of me and friends there on the weekends just getting after it.
Just crushing.
And it's great to see all of those locations in this movie. It just brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah.
All right, Breezy, favorite character in the film?
I liked Vince Vaughn. I did like his character. This movie was very similar to Crazy Stupid Love for me. Obviously, the plot was a little different with like the divorce and things like that. The guy wasn't divorced, but he had a long-standing relationship. It's just like I see so many parallels between Vince Vaughn and Ryan Gosling of like just being such a swagger stud.
Right.
You know what I mean? And trying to get their loser friend to get over whatever it is they're going through.
Yep.
So,
I'll take that.
Yes.
All right. So did you have a favorite scene in the movie? Because this is about an hour and a half film and all of the scenes are fantastic. So which one was your favorite, Breezy?
He goes every single scene. Absolutely top notch. I liked our scene. I think I did an amazing job. I also liked the scene when they're driving in the car and he's losing his mind.
Yep.
There's
the voicemail.
I like the voicemail. I also like the scene when Michelle, his ex, actually called him and was like, he finally realized, like, I'm not into this.
Right.
Because that's what happens, right? Like, you always want what you can't have. And then once you finally get it back or have the opportunity to get it back, you're like, I'm good.
What is your least favorite scene in Swingers?
Probably watching him get rejected as much as he did.
It was painful.
Like, what kind of car do you drive? He was like, does it matter?
But that's a question you will get asked in LA. What kind of car do you have? What do you do for a living? Yeah. How much money do you make? Where do you live? Who do you know? What's the best throwback moment of the 1996 hit film Swingers, Breeze?
All of it. I mean, Vince Vaughn just being as young as he was, the casinos, they were like smoking in the casinos, which is crazy. The cars that they drove, the outfits that they wore, very, very, I don't know, I don't even know the word, bougie, but like old time bougie. The carpet on the floor in that casino, oh wow, what a throwback. I mean, they still kind of look like that, but no one's lighting up. You know what I mean?
No, I totally get that. Yeah, you can't smoke in these restaurants anymore. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are we giving Swingers starring Vince Vaughn, Jon Favreau?
I liked the movie. It was good. It was an easy watch. And out of 5 popcorn buckets, I'm giving it a 3.9.
Oof. That's great. Really a low score.
That's really great. That's... I've given lower. I've given -10. So it's a great score.
What would get this past a 4.0? What would it take?
I needed him to stop saying baby as much as he did.
Oh, the honey babies, though. That's the whole point of his character.
It was too much for me.
All right. Breezy is rating. She's given Swingers a 3.9. I thought that was extremely low. I was hoping for close to a 5, but it's your review. What are you going to do?
Thank you so much. Keep those fire films coming.
I sure will. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday on the show at this time, Breezy made mention that her apartment is being taken over by a spirit, a.k.a. a ghost, a.k.a. a possible demon, a.k.a. a demonic poltergeist. But, like she always says, these things happen. So me, practically being a Ghostbuster, and have had my fair share of run-ins with the dead, or the afterlife,
if you call it.
I willingly said that intern Joe and myself will head over there with super soakers filled with holy water. She declined because she doesn't want to alarm the neighbors. That's fine. That's fair.
I also don't want you in my apartment.
If you guys haven't noticed yet, I'm desperately trying to find any reason possible to put my Ghostbusters replica one piece on to go take care of business. Why?
No, it's so bad.
Why? Because I ain't afraid of no ghost.
So I will give credit where credit is due. I had a little bit of a mouse issue in my last apartment, and Moose came over, sent a message. It was an absolute bloodbath. I literally had to leave my apartment for the whole weekend because you set, what, like 7 traps?
I said, give it 72 hours, okay, and by the time you come back, it's going to be fine. Well, she came back, and there's like blood squirted on the walls, the counter. I'm like, listen, in my defense, it's usually cleaner than this. I've never seen anything like this happen.
No, it was so bad. I was screaming. And
these are some serious traps.
And that little rat licked the peanut butter off of one of the traps.
Yeah. So needless to say, I sent a message, all right. And they haven't come back since.
Anyway, so we're dealing with a new issue. And I would argue that this one is a little more severe because we can't see this little furry friend. This is something that's not visible.
No.
It's a vibe. It's a spirit. So I'll give you the rundown if you missed it yesterday. So yesterday I wake up. It's Monday morning. My girlfriend's flicking all the lights on, which, you know, just a little peek behind the curtain. She's never up when I'm up. I'm leaving so early in the morning. She's still sleeping, right? So she's up. She's flicking all the lights. And she's like, babe, wake up. I'm like, oh my God, what happened? Like, she's like, first of all, your alarm's going off for 45 minutes. Second of all, we have a massive issue. I'm like, okay, what's happening? She's like, I heard footsteps and a loud crash, and our dog flipped out and she went outside.
Oh, not Jakey Poo.
Her name's Phoebe, but so close.
Oh, Phoebe.
Not Jake. I don't know who Jake is, but love that for him. So she gets out, springs up out of bed, grabs a knife, and runs.
The knife? What kind? Just a regular kitchen knife?
I think it was like a pocket knife. I don't really know.
Okay, so she's gonna do, and she's gonna do what with it?
I don't know. Hurt whoever's.
So I think we've established who's protecting who in the relationship here.
Yeah.
If there's a noise or a sudden creak in the floor, she's going to check. It's absolutely not you.
Absolutely. I also didn't even know anything was happening. I was sleeping like a rock. So anyways, I was like, okay. She's like, I went into our roommate's room and I opened the door. And the second I opened the door, I heard a loud crash. But nothing fell. So I was like, oh my God.
She heard a loud crash within the room.
She was like a bowling ball. Like fell.
Oh, that's creepy.
Right. So I was like, okay. So yesterday we took to the show. I went on air with it, and yeah, a lot of people were like, you need to sage your apartment. Like, you need to get rid of.
And you can buy most sage at the counter at 7-Eleven. Is that where you got yours from?
Walmart, but so close. I mean, so I go to Walmart, I grab two things of sage, and we get after it last night. We're saging the whole joint. I'm opening the door. I'm like wafting the spirits like out, like guiding them out. She saged the entire apartment building, hallway, stairs, railing.
You like, open the windows and everything.
Open the windows, everything.
Now, I asked Breezy this morning, don't you see that the sage is great? Don't get me wrong. But wouldn't a crucifix be more fitting? In which she replied, it doesn't match the aesthetics of the apartment.
It doesn't. It just wouldn't go with my decor. Oh my God. But so close. And last night, I mean, granted, I did fall asleep at 8:30 and I was out like a literal light.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything happened last night. But I will give you guys a little bit of this. So yesterday I was home in the afternoon, and like I said, our roommate, aka her brother, hasn't been staying there for the last couple of days, so he wasn't there when all this weird stuff was happening. So I've been kind of like spooked out. I've been like taking notice of every noise, every movement, all of it. So yesterday I'm in my room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm home alone with the dog. And I hear a loud crash. And then I hear footsteps. And I'm
again.
Like, oh my God.
It's like, happening.
Of course. All of a sudden her brother just pops up out of nowhere. Again, he isn't staying in the apartment. So I was like, what are you doing here? You scared the crap out of me.
Him in the flesh or his spirit?
No, he was fully there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was fully there. I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, I had to get something. I'm like, okay.
I'm convinced there's something more serious going on than a regular ghost. Could this be a poltergeist?
What's Could a poltergeist? Could it be something
like we're talking about demonic, very demonic?
Oh God.
In which case, if that's what's happening, I would suggest a priest. Or just to move the hell out of your apartment as fast as possible.
It's too much. So
or
the video.
Or we can open up the portal tonight with a Ouija board and have a conversation and try and figure out what it's doing there.
Stop trying to invite yourself over to my apartment.
You know, it would be nice to come see where you live.
No, it's fine.
I had you over my place when I first moved in. You know, I don't understand.
That was like a party, though. It was like a party setting.
No, you came over just you by yourself.
I don't remember that.
We hung out on the sofa.
I don't remember that. Not one time.
Okay.
But there's a video of me and my girlfriend saging the whole place. So go take a look at that. 98PXY Rochester, Breezy on Air. I hope I did it right. You had to go clockwise. I know that.
You got to go clockwise. If you go counterclockwise, you're inviting them in.
Oh, God. I think there was a video of her doing counterclockwise. Oh, my God. This is too much.
It's way too much. Give us an update of what's going on. Whether I'm invited or not, I will be coming over, A, to see your apartment, and B, to help you guys out. Because if anybody knows anything about this, in these particular situations, or how to hunt ghosts.
It's not you.
It's definitely this guy right here. Okay? We're talking about me.
Thank you for clarifying.
Oh. Let's get him.
Plays the Ghostbusters song one time. He's like, I'm an expert.
Hey, it's Devin. happens every afternoon. I've got new songs you might not know yet.
Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about.
And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right
here. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Here on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.